Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's 11 p.m.
Have we already lost control?
If you're listening at home on your Tuesday commute, it's gone wild. It's gone live. It's gone late. I've lost my voice and I've been editing for 5 hours. We are here live with the amazing Sarah Keyworth.
Hello. Before I said anything, I deferred my microphone to the audience and let them shout fisting.
Yeah. It's her brand.
I've got no authority here at all.
So also as well, very excitingly, for anyone as well listening at home, and we have a second guest who'll be joining us by running in from the back from another show, Olga Koch, and we're going to be giving her she might probably come in halfway through a sentence, and we're just going to drop that sentence, and we're just going to give Olga
the attention she deserves.
She does deserve it. And what's the topic today, Tessa Coates?
Well, and this one was chosen by our very own Stevie Martin. Does it come from a vulnerable and raw place?
It actually doesn't. I just watched Kill Bill Volume 2, not 1.
Why are you pronouncing it like that?
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Isn't it like Kill Bill?
Do you think it's how you interact with each other?
Yeah, bad, isn't it? It's bad. But a bit of fun. So I've watched Kill Bill and Vol 1. What's the topic?
The topic is how to exact revenge.
We thought we'd go light for the wild late show.
Yeah. We thought we'd talk about revenge in all its forms. Revenge on a lover who's betrayed you. Revenge on a group of assassins who've left you for dead.
Or Bill.
Is that the plot of Kill Bill?
It's just Bill. It's not a group of assassins. Oh, no, it is. She goes... No, but it's mainly Bill. She's going for Bill, right? Lucy Liu.
You're the one who's claimed you've seen Vol 1.
I've seen Vol 1 so many times.
She needs to get all five of them who killed her in the church.
Can't be
she
a
does, yeah, no, she does.
I haven't seen Kill
Lucy
Bill.
Liu. I have! I've got it on DVD! Oh, this is terrible. Okay.
Cottonmouth, Black Mamba, The Sidewinder.
The man from Reservoir Dogs.
The man from Reservoir Dogs, etc., etc.
Etc.
A lover, somebody who has scorned you,
one-upped you at work.
A work colleague, the Chortle reviewer Steve Bennett. These are your options.
Just some random, like, relatable people that we all want to get revenge on, you know.
It could be anyone.
Do you have anyone that you would specifically like to get revenge on right now?
So many people.
Right, yeah, no. Yeah.
In this room, actually. Yeah.
The man that said fisting right at the start.
Yeah. No, he's our pal.
He's the best. You're the best. No,
oh,
do not.
Don't
we
apologize.
Made you do it. Like, don't say that.
They just gave me the cutest wave as well.
Yeah, it was so
great.
Nice.
Fuck you up.
Great t-shirt as well. Great t-shirt. But before we get into it.
We're going to do the adult things.
The 10,000 people who've come to see us. The voice is going so badly that actually the podcast might have to stop.
Shall I be Stevie? This is how my career starts.
We move her out and segue you in.
I'm Stevie Martin.
Yeah. I'm out. I want to leave already. It's so good.
Have you seen any DVDs recently?
Say Kill Bill. Oh, no. So we're going to read through some adult things that the audience have very kindly procured for us.
So sometimes people who've seen the show or watched the podcast or listened to the podcast, at the beginning of every episode we do our adult things, and sometimes they're very big and they're things we're very proud of, like tacks, and sometimes they're very small, like a wax. I'm going to start it off. This is quite... OK, this is actually quite adult. Got a spontaneous tattoo with no swear words, then had sex. Oh, such a strong start.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to top it.
I have so many questions. Did you have sex with a tattooist? Like, who did you sleep with? Oh, my God. No swear words in the tattoo or no swear words while you were getting it done?
During the sex.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, the cock is here, everybody.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Olga.
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 Fisting.
Fisting.
So, Olga.
Not again.
He wants more fisting. Oh, so,
we plug Olga. Fisting?
Yeah,
okay.
She's in.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely incomprehensible to anyone this not is, here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. You're what have so I missed? What are the inside jokes that I've missed?
Fisting.
That's fisting.
And you dealt with it so well. Okay, so we asked people what the most adult thing they've done this week is, and we're going to read some out. And then we're going to talk about how to exact revenge.
Started so strong by somebody getting a tattoo and then having sex. Unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
And I'm coming so in strong behind it with telling someone off for having their bloody bag on a seat on a packed train to Edinburgh.
Oh,
yes!
Karen! Karen! Karen!
Olga, what's yours?
Emailed our counsellor about the litter in our street. It worked!
Yay!
That's so nice. That's so boring. You've done so well.
Sarah, hit me with one.
Resisted the urge to trim my own fringe with kitchen scissors.
Yes!
So good.
That's an addendum.
That's so good.
Oh, booked an actual haircut instead.
Yeah!
Oh, is good.
Very good.
I want to know with who that person... Can I work it out? Is it you?
I'd say don't guess.
That's a kitchen job. Yeah. I'm kidding. You look beautiful.
It's just like, it really is guess who. Like, if you all lean down now, if you've got glasses.
Yeah, if you don't have a fringe.
Oh, where are you, fringe?
Is it you?
Yay!
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
You give her a round of applause.
I took a salt bath to release bodily and emotional toxins.
Oh!
A fringe performer is in the audience.
Bodily toxins is awful.
Oh, actually opened the important letters from my energy provider. They were bills.
Kill bills!
Remortgage my flat with a mortgage advisor.
Oh. I don't know what that is or means.
Wow,
that is, whoa, well done. And I'll come in right on the end of the mortgaging with killed a spider by myself. And then this is, what were you using? I used Obama's photo album. What?
This one says popped a Wendy's before this show.
What's that?
Wait, is that like you clean windows?
What's a Wendy's?
Isn't a Wendy's like a gas,
a
gas tab? Like if you've got a bit of flatulence. Am I
wrong? Wendy's.
Am I wrong?
Wendy's. Yeah. I'm thinking
yours,
Wendy's,
sir,
with a Y.
But the gentleman who's shouting about fisting is taking the Wendy's.
You've got a new lease of life.
Wendy's. And that's gone. Something else needs to go up. Yeah. Well done.
Do we say well done?
Well, whoever you are, congrats.
I've got very heavily into charcoal tablets. That's apparently really helpful.
They're meant to absorb?
Something, and I don't know what it is. But what I will say is, when you do go to the toilet, you might think you're dying. And you're not. Let's do one more, Tessa, and then we'll move to
the... Oh, no, I like them so
Tessa
much.
Tessa likes to read all of them out, and I want to as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is this is good.
I did the monkey bars at the gym.
Oh!
Yeah.
This one is adorable. Put the lamp up. What does it mean?
Oh. Where?
Because a lamp is freestanding.
Yeah.
You know?
Put the lamp up.
Where did you put it? So we're going to do how to exact revenge. The first thing I would like to ask all the contestants is, I couldn't really think of a time I've exacted revenge because I'm a wimp. But on the way here, my friend who I came to Edinburgh with told me that she used to work in sales. And when somebody was mean to her, she would make a note. This is bad, by the way. She'd make a note of their number and call them at 3 a.m. just once. And she showed me her phone literally half an hour ago, and it's still got names. And the way that she would identify the people that she should call, but she would put the word the C word. So it was just called Michael cunt, Will cunt, all through her phone. She's got about 20 of them, and she'd all only once, and she'd just call and be like, and say something and then just hang up, just to bother them. And that was all she needed, because she was only when she was treated like dog shit, which I think is actually morally corrupt, but also I love it.
That's fantastic.
So anyone, and I don't have a personal one, but I just wanted to say, because the mine is like, obviously, the best revenge is living well. Are we right?
No.
Okay, it's not. No. And this is the debate that you're looking for at the fringe. So, Sarah,
I just remembered this when you said about your friend calling people at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
One time when I was, I think, probably 18, 19 years old, I had my friend had a boyfriend. She had to go into hospital to have surgery on her jaw while she was recovering hospital. He cheated on her. Yeah. I'd never met him, but I knew what he looked like. I went on a night out in Nottingham. He was out in the club. No, you are correct. He was significantly taller than me. I walked by him on the way to the toilet. I punched him in the face.
Yes!
I went,
yes!
Like that. Hit him in the face like that. And I went, oh, sorry. And he went, oh, no problem. And I walked up like, oops. I was really femme at the time. I was like, what am I like? But I punched him right in the jaw.
Really femme. Oh,
yeah.
My
really
God.
Femme. I was like, oh, baby girl, sorry. Just knocked you. Didn't mean, I was dancing. And I danced like that. Punched him in the face. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Good on
Got
you.
The toilet, called her immediately. It was like, I've just punched Jack in the face. She was like, thank you so much.
In the jaw, I hope.
Just right in the jaw.
Jaw for a jaw.
Yeah, because I didn't think I was a vengeful person, but then I had a flashback to that, and I was like, no, I fully am. Yeah.
We've all got a touch point, and that's the thing. I think like you want to think that you're like, I'm like, Jesus, I will turn the other cheek. Yeah. However, but then you are like, fuck off. I'm gonna punch your cheek.
If I can get away with it and he doesn't know what I look like, I'll do anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what's terrifying, right? Yeah. The anonymity. Mm-hmm. If I was wearing a mask, I'd exact a lot more revenge than I do. I think. Tessa,
I was just searching the word Greg in my phone.
Okay.
Because as you were telling that one, I was like, oh, wait. Yeah. Mine isn't mine. I wish mine had a punching one. But my housemate... went to his boy. What? Yes! Yes! Yeah!
Who the fuck are you?
Knows Tessa's housemate, Kat.
This is my housemate, Jess, and we were all living together at the same time. Are we all there for the same. We were all there at the same time?
For God's sake, tell us a story!
This is gonna be great.
The what, sorry?
It better be.
The exchange. So, oh my God, a lot coming up for us all this evening. I haven't thought about this in so long. But so Kat comes home, and it stopped me if I go awry, and she's in like hysterical tears, and it's very early in the morning, and she has so many files. She's got so many files and too many phones, okay? And then we established that she has gone back to Greg's house, his name was Greg, and found there's another girl in the bed.
No.
So she's said that she's arrived at the house earlier than she said she was gonna be there, and there's another girl there. And then she's walked out and just picked up his phone and then all of his revision.
That's good.
And straight out the house into an Uber and left and come back to ours.
And some cufflinks.
And some cufflinks. Oh.
Crucial.
Love that you're on the details.
Yeah, this is important stuff.
Revision and cufflinks.
She takes his revision, she takes his cufflinks, she walks straight out of there. He doesn't have. She knows his passcode, and so on the way home, she's looking through all his text messages, and there's so many girls. There's not just this one girl, there's so many girls. And he makes some reference to needing to, like, wash his dick. Between
I think I'm going to throw
between
up.
Between ladies. Like something really gross like that, right?
Oh
I'm not
my
lying.
God.
Then Kat's so sad, we went to then an immersive Alice in Wonderland. At the vaults in Waterloo.
You have to.
It was sort of dropping water on us, and we were just leading Kat around by the hand as she was like gently weeping. And the Alice in Wonderland didn't take her mind off her. And then we went to the pub. And
obviously. And she wasn't cured after going through the looking glass.
It didn't do it. It was like 2 p.m. It didn't solve it. And oh my God, I haven't thought about this in so long. And then when we go to the pub, and we're sat there with, we've got his phone and we've got all of his revision. And I don't know what he was, an accountant or a lawyer or some shit. And his friend is messaging us on the phone for the liaison. And we sit there in a line facing the door, and we're ready to give him this big spiel. Casimir, and we've got me and Jess, and we're going to say what we think to him. And then. We're watching the door. Here we are, sat with the revision, like the first wives club. And then... he comes in this door. He comes in.
Oh, so just punched Sarah in the jaw.
So the story. No, you're just like looking around for him. So he comes in the wrong door.
Behind
now,
you.
Yeah, behind us.
Oh, so
now
all
our
power.
The power's gone.
The power's gone. The power's completely gone. Yeah. And then we're just so taken off guard that he just picks up the files.
No.
And
he's, no.
He's got his earphones in like this. So when we say something, he goes.
He's coming wearing earphones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What sorry. Headphones. Yeah.
Well, I know what I mean. But like, okay. I didn't really think he was like a security guard. I mean, like
he's walked in to get his revision.
Yeah, so he says like, oh right, there are they, and like, wasn't he? And then he just picks up his stuff and he walks, and we're so overwhelmed we can't do anything, and he just leaves. He leaves.
What state of cleanliness is his dick at this point? I need to know.
It's very crucial.
Anyway, it was so stressful. It felt like all our power had been taken away from us, and Kat was so upset because this was our job to like say our piece to Greg.
Yeah.
And then it took me like 24 hours, but this is why I was trying to look on the phone to find this, is I composed him a text message, and it said like, Dear Greg, like...
you start your text message, Dear Greg.
Dear Greg.
Give it to him, Tessa. Yeah.
Best wishes.
Dear Greg, I'm Tessa.
Okay,
guys, I'm
thing,
so.
This is how to exact revenge. So listen closely. This is our first tip. Dear Greg, I'm Tessa. Olga's now left the stage because she's going to shit herself. So, look. No, it's fine. It's fine. She's got some time to think now while she's on the gritter.
If Greg ever listens to this, he's not going to feel like we've won.
I don't. I have a feeling that no one's going to be listening to this. It's the most chaotic episode we've ever done.
They'll start and they'll be like, I'm not having any
I'm not
of this.
Having this. But okay, so we're listening. How to compose the perfect revenge text.
Sorry, so
when they go low, you go high.
Absolutely.
Dear Greg, I'm Tessa.
Dear Greg, I'm Tessa. I was listening at home. Olga's left the stage.
Are you, Greg?
And emotionally, Sarah's also left the stage.
Sarah's having, I think, a panic attack.
So
it's just the last thing I thought that would happen to her.
Sure. She did it so politely as well. I thought she was getting up to do a bit.
She was going to be like, I can't, I must leave as a fun bit. Yeah. And then
but
she actually
just like, I'm going to shit myself when she's off.
She did it off mic, to be fair to her.
To be fair to us all.
Anyway,
yeah,
right, we need to get to some tips.
So I composed a text message. Dear Greg, it's Tessa. Or I'm Tessa. Hello, it's Tessa. You remember me. I'm Kat's housemate.
Tessa.
You remember Kat, the girl you had in your bed right after you were washing your dick to get that other girl in.
That's good.
Yeah, so it gets
stronger. It's not good, like, content, but I mean, like, it's good that you've done this.
Oh, right.
Like, as in, you know, gross, obviously, but like...
I thought it was quite good content.
Sorry, it's good, as in the washing the dick bit makes me sick.
Oh, yeah.
Great text.
How do you wash a dick without washing everything else?
Dip it into a beaker?
Plop it in.
It's got to be a beaker.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I thought wash in the sink, but just plop into the sink.
Sink's too... What if your sink's too high? What if you're a small man?
A couple of books.
Raise yourself
yellow,
up.
Yellow pages?
Yellow pages.
On either side, you can squat in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we're off.
Okay. Or shower, like this.
He didn't have time between women.
I'm so sorry,
it's
Tess.
It's a one.
He's got time to stack several books.
He doesn't have to find a vintage copy of the Yellow Pages, which is not printed anymore.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, yes, go on, Tessa, let's go.
Right. Mm. Dear Greg, it's Tessa. You remember Tessa. You remember me. I'm Tessa. Okay. You remember Kat, the girl you had in your bed before Lucy. You remember from washing your dick. And then I say something like, I was going to call you a cunt, but I don't know if that'll have the impact I want it to. Instead, I think you'll probably... good luck with your life. I suspect you rise very high and end up in middle management somewhere and get married to a perfectly nice woman who you relentlessly cheat on.
This is good stuff.
I think you're going to be sad for the rest of your life. Best of luck, snowman emoji.
Was it winter at the time?
No, the snowman emoji just felt like, it just felt right.
I did the chicken emoji when it's a bit like, oh, a bit like, it was just like, what's coming next?
It was just felt like nonsensical. I don't think it was winter and it just felt like the right thing to do. Anyway, so I said this like, I was like, don't want to be rude. And I was like cuttingly like, you're going to have this like sad, empty, pointless knife snowman emoji. And I think it was actually quite well written, wasn't it, Jess? And then he never replies, obviously. But then, coda to the story, literally very recently, like a couple of years ago, Kat sees Greg at a rugby tournament, because that is where they met at rugby, and he says they're like polite, and then like the evening progresses, and then about 2 a.m. He's very drunk and at the bar he says, I don't know if you know that thing that Tessa sent me, but I think about it every day.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. I think that's excellent. No. This is great stuff. Because that is true. Because you're not the wronged. You're the friend of the wronged. Yeah. So if you're the friend
punching him in the face.
If you are wrong, go to your best friend and get them there. They've got carte blanche to say whatever they... And they can go way direct when you're too emotional to go direct. Great tip.
But do you think he thinks about the words? Or do you think every so often he thinks, why did she do a snowman?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you are in the mood now to exact revenge, like right now, you're not emotionally ready to exact the revenge. I feel that. I feel that for Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
Imagine if Kill Bill was entirely Uma's mate.
Tessa, snowman
I'm
emoji.
I'm mates with Uma and I'm here to send you a snowman emoji.
The film would be a you. Yeah. It would not be. But the idea of like that whole thing of, you know, if you want to send an email. I remember when someone told me, because I used to basically just send emails or text or whatever when I felt it, and would just consistently like be like, "That I shouldn't have done that. I said it in the wrong way. I said it in the emotional way. I slept on it." Obviously, the next day you're like, "Oh no, I shouldn't have done that." So the idea of like making sure that you're out of that state, I think, is really good. Mm. And a mate who's like, you can see it with so much more perspective. Your friend can see it in so much more perspective than you can. So much more devastating for someone you didn't think of in the periphery. To just hit you with that barb, do you know what I mean?
Or physical hit.
Or punch in the jaw.
Yeah, but it depends if your friend is like reasonably sort of like mild-mannered. Like it sounds like you were quite reasoned. Whereas I'm like everyone's best mate that's fucking mental. So I'll be like, let me fucking kill them for you. I'll
like
do anything.
Deployed, deploy Sarah.
I'll make it worse. Let me make it worse.
Yeah.
Let me make it worse now. And everyone
How do you
talking.
Make it worse?
I don't know. We'll just say shit. I don't do a snowman. Yeah.
Olga has had a poo.
Yeah. Here she is.
Oh. Olga says someone's exacting revenge on her bowels. In case anyone listening wanted to know.
Back.
I think they did. Look, it's real. It's late. It's wild. That's what the fringe is, okay?
Oh, is it happening now?
Is she doing it again?
I can't sit down because it burns.
It burns. Okay, do you want to have a little stand and tell us about some revenge, or would you just like to sit this one out?
Guys, I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry? Okay, you don't mean sorry. This is probably the best thing that's ever happened on a live podcast. I think we can all agree we're halfway through the fringe. The woman's alive. She's a human being, okay? She has functions.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're doing great.
I was just so honored to be a guest on this. And I came late, and then I left the second I arrived to shit myself. I'm also wearing a romper.
That's fine.
It's so difficult to shit in Steven.
Oh, my, sorry. Now I understand. I was like, it's a nice romper. Why are you upset about that? Oh, you can't get out of this. You shat nude. Essentially, is what you're telling us all. You shat nude while thinking about when you last took my toy
back. Behind that door and stripped naked.
Have you got any revenge that you've ever get, or any revenge you've taken out on you? Just trying to, like, claw this back. Just at any point.
Okay, so I don't know if this counts as revenge because I think at first it was cool and then I think it went diminishing returns. Okay. It's more of like a meme that I have. So I'm not a person that lets things go. Like if you wronged me sexually or romantically, I will think it's like a funny meme to come back to you 5 years later and be like, why didn't you call me back? Haha, like 5 years later because I think it's funny. And
to
so,
the actual person? Like,
Yeah. Okay, cool. One guy threatened to sue me because I kept screenshotting. I was like, hey, remember when you asked me out and changed your mind 2 days later? And then I was taking screenshots and tweeting all of them, and then he was in law school at the time, and he threatened legal action. So there's this one boy that I was absolutely obsessed with in high school. This is being recorded, right? So I won't say his
Maybe,
name.
Maybe, but yeah, no, don't say his name. Just
okay, his name is not Grant. So
Grant as well. Wow.
And so I was obsessed with him in high school. He didn't love me back, and then every summer when we met up through like friends of friends and this little high school reunion, I would lead him to believe that we would hook up and have sex, and then I'd pull out at the last minute. And I did it about 3 summers in a row where I'd be like, mm-mm-mm, and then I'd start hysterically laughing as we were undressing and being like, what'd you think this was? And that's
wow. Okay, sorry.
Wow. And he fell for it 3 years in a row.
Let's back up one second. Okay. So this man has wronged you.
Well, wronged you and then he didn't love me back, which I think is ultimately the sin.
So he asks you out, then he changes his mind.
No, this is a different person.
I just think, I don't know if Grant was given the choice at the time.
Yeah.
He wasn't poised the question. He just didn't actively love you in high school. Yeah. He didn't scream, I love you.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you're going to fucking pay for this.
Yeah.
And he's going to pay for this every summer for 3 years.
Poor Grant, on behalf of all the Grants listeners. The thing is, we were all so on your side, and now, if I may, we've all turned on Grant's side.
So
every summer, you took all your clothes off.
What have you learned from this? So we would, it would be like we'd be at a pub or something, like a little high school reunion with the mates. And then it would be like, oh, we'll start making out on the dance floor. And then I'd bring him home. And then the last minute, little fully nude Grant, I'd be like, psych! But it happened third time, on him. That's on him.
Okay, what have you learned from this, Olga?
Well, now, okay, so then he started dating this girl. And then my new meme was every time he posted her, I'd say, who is she?
So now you're abusing his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Okay,
and then he gets engaged to her. And then I obviously respond with, you're on thin ice. You gotta continue the meme. Then he unfollows me.
He was still following you at that point.
He unfollows you.
You are like the queen of revenge. Where have you been?
I'll never
I'm
let
shitting.
It go.
I wish you'd been here. This is like wild.
Oh, you're yeah.
Like,
and then obviously wedding put pig. And then that's more. Before it was always responses to Instagram stories. Now public Instagram comment. Who is she on the wedding photo?
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Because everyone's going, oh my God.
I think people are like, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
cool,
hearing
cool.
it.
Okay. But the boy didn't do anything wrong.
No.
He didn't. Sounds like he didn't do anything right, though, did he? He should have known.
Sometimes you can exact revenge when it's not necessary or
what,
needed.
You're not. This isn't correct. Every boy in high school should assume that every girl in high school wants to fuck them.
Okay.
This is the message that Olga is pushing, right?
He knew I loved him.
You just assume that every girl wants to have sex with you, and if you don't act on it, that's your fault. Is that right, Olga? Is that what are we saying? The right thing? Is that the right
message?
That's
your party line.
Your haircut looks like Grant's. Anyway.
The comedy roast battle.
Who is she? Come on, that's good stuff.
My next question literally was, have you ever exacted revenge when you don't think someone's deserved it? I think Olga's just come on and answered that question for me. What I would say is you've got to be careful with revenge because sometimes it can go wrong. Is that a right or wrong? Before, right at the start, when we were all very much younger than we are now, and I said revenge is living well. Like, I have an ex-boyfriend who was a piece of shit. And I very much
What's
was like...
What's his Instagram handle?
At Let's piece of shit. William. No, it's not William. But Grant. Same guy. I should have said that. Anyway, so yeah, I didn't really do any revenge business. I just very quietly was like, maybe one day he'll walk past me and be like, well, she's gotten blonde and that looks good. Do you know what I mean? And the barometer was low. So and now, years later, I think the revenge has just been that I don't really mind anymore. You know? Mm. Like, it's just like I've moved on so much that it doesn't matter. And but then sometimes when it is a very specific thing, like at work or someone's literally been a dick to you, like, you know, with Lola and the kind of sales thing, you kind of feel like you do have to do something. Like, so it's very hard to find the line. And where do you think the line is? I feel like I'm interviewing everybody. Yeah. But like, if I wasn't, it would just be Olga talking about Grant and doing a poo. So I think we've all got to be thankful that I'm here in a way. Someone's got to be the Jeremy Paxman of the group. No one wants to be it.
You're absolutely right. In the words of Beyonce, if I may bring her to the table, the best revenge is your papers. As in, like, let's make a lot of money, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, papers is money. Okay. And she's like, the best revenge is your papers.
I thought there might be more. Maybe it doesn't matter. Yeah, I thought there might be more something to do with something else with that. But
it's stealing the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. It is? Yeah. It's all about that. What's it, Nicolas Cage film?
Yeah.
That's the best revenge. No.
In the words of Nicolas Cage.
I thought you were going to say what goes around comes around, a my baby.
That's just a Timberlake.
No, it's Beyonce.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, fine. Someone said something.
I hate to break it to you. I don't think either of them came up with it.
No, I don't think
she says the best revenge is your papers. Always stay classy, the best revenge is your papers. And it's like, oh yeah, fuck. The best revenge is just making loads of money and being like, oh, I'm classy and
about. I'll take home.
Yeah.
If you get dumped, make fucking shitloads of money.
Yeah. Okay. What better could that possibly be? Always stay classy, the best revenge is your papers.
And during a cost of living crisis.
If you could all try and make more advice. Money.
I had a horrible girlfriend about 10 years ago, and even now, like as recently as this month, I've been like occasionally lying in bed going, God, I hope she reads one full review. I hope she fucking reads that. She
just
sees how well I'm getting.
Simply do an Edinburgh run and get a 1-4 review blog to come and review you.
Somebody send her the link to the 1-4 review of my show.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She'll divorce her now husband.
Grant?
That's the thing, we won them all. Yeah, I think it's that thing of being like, it's that horrible catch-22 of being like, the only time they will finally be like, oh, wow, God, she's so cool and she's totally moved on and she's amazing and look at her blonde hair dye, it does look fantastic. And oh, God, that's a really great review and God, they're all thriving, is when you have totally stopped caring. And it is, what an ugly twist of fate.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. But yeah, but also as well, like, yeah, time is the best revenge. Mm. Unless you can do something quite, like, you know, nifty that they won't know about. In a mask, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
You got any nifty mask work to
Just go in there and just, no. Like, absolutely, I've just got wearing a mask and walking around them. Is that enough? It depends on what the revenge is.
I've got a revenge that I think is an urban legend.
I think you can bring us home with this absolutely incredibly tight episode that we've recorded.
If anyone's got a better urban legend, you can
take
me.
A better one.
If you've got a better urban legend, please tell me. A woman is dumped by her husband of 40 years and he takes up with the secretary.
Oh.
Fuck you. Genuinely, in my... No, not important.
I'm a feminist, but not when it comes to secretaries.
No way. He takes out with the secretary. She gets nothing in the divorce, and he kicks her out of the house, and she gets kicked out, and then he's going to live there with the secretary in their family home that she made nice. Come on.
Revenge.
As she is packing up to leave all her things in... to the curtain rail, the hollow curtain rail, she inserts 5 prawns.
Yes!
I like it.
She closes up the curtain rail, she leaves.
No one's looking in that
curtain rail.
They're looking floor, they're looking ceiling.
The smell becomes unbearable. Unbearable. They rot through the summer, the smell seeps into the entire house. Every room is like, oh, what is it? Where is it? They get fumigators in, they bed the pest control, they do everything. Nothing can be done about the smell. Where is it coming from? What could it be? They put up the floorboards looking for rats. There ain't no rats, it's 5 prawns in the curtain rail. Then they're forced to
sell the house.
I love this.
No one's buying this thing. There's prawns. No one's buying
prawns
it.
Prawns buys it?
The, the smell is too bad. The smell is too bad. They have to go down from asking price down, 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 down until it's half what it should be. No, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Who buys it?
Oh,
the
she
wife.
Does.
Ah, that's
the
good.
Wife
the
wife buys it.
It's the prawns.
Yes.
This is good.
The
this
wife buys it.
Oh, incredible.
The wife buys it.
In Holland, put prawn in it. Mm. That's odd.
No, no, no. As a podcast, we do not condone revenge prawn.
Oh! Sarah Keyworth, everybody. Woo!
I'm going to shit myself.
I think we should all shit ourselves and say thank you very much to Sarah Keyworth.
Thank you.
On the cock, everybody.
That was wild.
But also full of great advice. Thank you so much, everybody. That was Nobody Panic. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mama.
Look, bit that of was fun. Bit of late night castle.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.